word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Hope you'll join us today as we open the Scripture and consider what God has for us today. We're continuing our study in the book of Galatians. In fact, this will be the last in this series. We're not going in detail, or especially as much detail as I would really like to. We just don't have time for that. But I really have some encouraging words for you today, and I hope you'll be encouraged by the message today and be encouraged by the Word of God today. We've been going through the book of Galatians a little bit. Paul had written to them, and he had some problems to deal with, and we've touched on those. But as he closed the book, come down to the end of his letter, he had some very encouraging word for the people and some great advice. And this is good advice today and good encouragement today. And so I hope you'll stay with us as we consider his word today. I want to remind you about our prayer journals. Every week I remind you about these, and every week we send out a few. We want to continue letting you know about them. We still have a few left. How do you get them? You simply write to us. These are little prayer books. They're prayer journals where you can keep track of prayer requests. They'll fit right in your shirt pocket. They're a little bit smaller than a 3x5 card. I have enough room to keep mine last actually months, where I write down prayer requests. And I take mine with me to church, to our prayer meeting, and I write the prayer requests there and keep track there. So simply write to us. We'll be happy to send you one of these little prayer journals. We would love to know where you're hearing the program today as well. So three ways you can contact us. You can email me directly at considerhisword@gmail.com. You can go to the website at considerhisword.org. Click on the link that says contact us and just fill that form out and give us an address. Tell us where you're hearing the program. We'll get this out to you as soon as we can. Most of our requests come by mail, strangely enough. And so you can simply write to us. And again, we'll get these out to you just as soon as we can. The address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you, and I hope to get one of these little prayer journals in your hand. And when you get it, write us down first and pray for this ministry. We would appreciate that so much. Paul wrote to the churches in Galatia. Now remember, Galatia was a region. It was an area, much like a county or a state. It was not one particular city. In fact, in his introduction, he said to the churches of Galatia. And so this letter went out to several churches. And I'm sure that they would pass it around to different churches and read it to them. And Paul had some encouraging things for them, and we're going to get to those today. But remember that one of the problems they were dealing with is people had come and preached a different gospel than what Paul had brought to them. Paul had preached to them the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ and faith in Him, trusting Him. And yet some had come and say, well, that's great, but you need something more. You've got to keep being Jewish. You've got to keep the law. You've got to keep the festivals. You've got to be at the synagogue. You've got to do all of the things that you used to do and add Christ on. You know, this is a problem today. There are many places you go where there are other religions, and people will hear the gospel and they will just add the gospel to whatever they're already doing. Listen, you don't get saved. In fact, Paul told them that you're not justified by works of the law. You're justified by faith in Christ. Justified, remember, being made right with God. So these Judaizers was a problem. The other problem was a group we call legalizers. And they were very similar. It's not a lot of difference in them, but they especially were encouraging people to keep the law. It's good to get saved, but keep the law. Now, don't misunderstand. Certainly, once we get saved, we live to honor God. We live to witness for Him and to be an example of Him. Our goal, our aim is to be like Jesus. We are His disciples. We follow Him. We live by what He taught us to live. But we get saved by faith, not by works, the Bible says. We get saved by faith, by trusting Christ. And these legalizers had come and saying, oh, faith is fine, but you got to work for it too. And you've got to do certain things and jump through certain hoops and keep certain laws if you really want to get saved. The problem is still around today, people adding to the gospel. We get saved simply by trusting Christ, putting our faith in Him. Remember Romans 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's it. Nothing added, nothing taking away. Putting our faith in the resurrection. I think repentance of sin is important. Trusting Christ is of utmost importance if we want to have salvation. Now, after Paul had written to them about faith and about keeping the law, about faith and works and all of these things, as he got down toward the end of the book, he had some encouraging words to them. Now, obviously, some had fallen for this, and some had gone after these legalizers and these Judaizers and had chased after this false doctrine. And so when we get down to the end of the book, in chapter 6, this is where we're going to spend most of our time today, there were several things that he told them. First of all, he said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, he said, restore him. Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. He says, when somebody gets messed up, when somebody has more than making a mistake, this is sin. They have willingly committed a sin. And I think in Galatia's people, especially, they had chased these other doctrines. He said, restore them. He didn't say ostracize them or punish them. Now, certainly, I think there may have to be consequences when it comes into the church. But he said, restore them. Do what you can. And he assigned this to those who are spiritual. Restore them. Bring them back like they had never sinned. Forgive them. Teach them. See them grow. And he said, do this in a spirit of meekness, not of pride and arrogance, like you're somehow better. He says, you be careful lest you fall into the same, into that same problem, into that same sin. He said, you could be there too. So you come with meekness and restore them. Restore them to the faith. And we could spend a lot of time here, but we've got to move on. So he's told them, first of all, restore these people that have chased after these other things, or today they have fallen into sin. He also told them to help each other. In verse 2, he said, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. To bear each other's burden. We ought to care for each other. And remember, he's writing to the churches. And in the church, we ought to care for each other. We ought to know what's happening with people. If somebody doesn't show up for a while, you better go check on them. Give them a phone call. Write them an email. That's what we do today. Go by and visit. That's what we used to do, is go to the house and just check on them and see how they're doing. And he says, you bear each other's burdens. And he said, fulfill the law of Christ. Now, what's the law of Christ? Remember when that lawyer came to Jesus and said, Jesus, what's the greatest law? And he says, the greatest law is that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and all thy mind. And the second is likened to it, that you love your neighbors as yourself. There's the law of Christ, that we love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And boy, if there's any place this ought to be demonstrated, it's in the house of God. And that when somebody hurts, we hurt with them. When somebody's going through a trial or through a difficult time, we go through it with them and we help them what we can. And sometimes we can't meet all of their needs, but the Lord can, and we pray for them and we come alongside them and encourage them and help them as much as we can. He also reminded them that they reap what they sow. This is down in verse 7. He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the life of the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. I think this is kind of a reminder of what he had talked about earlier when he was telling us about what comes when we follow the flesh. Remember, we back up in chapter 5, the verse 19, and he said, the works of the law of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. What a list. And he goes on. That's reaping the flesh. And if we're going to sow to the flesh, we're going to reap those kinds of things. But if we live by the Spirit and sow into the Spirit of God, we're going to have the fruit of the Spirit. In verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. He said, against such there is no law. Now, we're living by faith, not by the law. We're living by faith, not by the flesh. And so he reminded them that you're going to reap what you sow. And so don't think that you're going to get away with sin. Don't think you're going to get away with sowing in the flesh and think it's going to come out somehow spiritually beneficial for you. That's not going to happen at all. You got to be listening and following Christ and serving him, not chasing after the flesh. And then he encouraged them in that. In verse 9, another word of encouragement, he said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. He said, don't be weary in well-doing. And he's trying to encourage them to don't get discouraged. Keep serving the Lord. Keep following the Lord. Don't get so weary. And then the last thing he said to them in verse 10, he said, as we therefore have opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially to them who are the household of faith. Let's do good. Boy, we live in a world when it seems like everyone is intent on doing wrong and doing evil and being vicious and mean and all of those things. Let's do good. Thanks for listening today. These are great ways to live for Christ. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.